How you doing?
Hello, welcome back to another episode of After Hours with Ari. I am your host, Afra Osman. And in today's episode, okay, I'm back. Your favorite girl on the pod is back. I know you guys missed me a lot. It's fine. I'm here. You don't have to worry about me no more. Yes, I'm alive. I'm back.
Yay!
Okay, guys, jokes aside, let's talk about more serious things. And before I dive into today's content, I would like to just quickly apologize to you guys for taking so long to release a new episode. And I want to thank everybody that has taken the time to reach out to me and to leave encouraging messages. And it was really good to hear that my podcast has had an impact in your life, that you guys are enjoying my content and relating to it. It gives me great joy to hear that, and thank you so much, guys. I'm not gonna lie, it gave me a confidence boost, so for that, thank you. Back to today's topic. Today I want to speak about the Be That Girl trend. I don't know if you guys have been seeing a lot of Be That Girl with me, How to Be That Girl kind of videos on your timeline. It's all over Instagram, it's all over TikTok, it's all over YouTube, it's all over Pinterest, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Like, there's no way to escape that, not unless you're into different things, but I'm assuming because you're here, you're interested in self-improvement. And so definitely you must have seen it, because it's literally everywhere. The funny thing is that the number of times that I have seen a guy version of this trend, unfortunately, is smaller than the number of times I have seen a girl version of this trend. And that says quite a lot. Yeah, it does. But unfortunately, this is how it is. Now, guys, I am not trying to sound like a hater. I'm not hating on this trend. I'm not hating on the people who do these kind of videos. I just simply do not agree with a few things. And don't mistake me, I absolutely love this trend. I love the direction we're taking as a generation. I love that we're all taking interest in taking care of ourselves, working on ourselves, improving our lives. I love that for us. But sometimes to not overdo, yeah. I do not completely agree with this trend because of two reasons. One, it tells people that you need to fit into a certain aesthetic to improve your life. And two, it sets unrealistic standards for the everyday person. Now, why am I saying that it tells people that you need to fit into a certain aesthetic to actually improve your life? Because the way this trend has been showcased, you have people doing pretty things in the name of self-improvement, okay? Waking up, okay, let me give you an example. This person goes to sleep in cute pajamas, but hey, there's nothing wrong with sleeping in cute pajamas. You can totally do that. You know, it's cute, it's comfy. Everybody likes cute things. You wake up in cute pajamas, you get up, you journal, you have cute notebooks, cute pens. The way you've journaled is actually even pretty. It's very organized, beautiful handwriting. Two, after journaling, you light candles. You get up, you work out in, you know what they're working out in? They put on nice, beautiful, matching gym sets. Hiya. They have that. It's fine. Totally fine. It doesn't matter. They drink lemon water or infused water. That is, they have fruits inside the water, in the water bottles. After that, they get up, hop into the shower, use beautiful, lavish, awesome products. Body care, for shampoo. And most of the times, if you've seen these videos on YouTube, this is the part where a sponsored ad pops up. So this person gives reviews by they give reviews of of a product by a certain company, and after that, after they're done, they wear really pretty what is it called? This loungewear, yeah, very comfy, very nice. After that, they make themselves a beautiful breakfast, and oh my God, I cannot emphasize on how beautiful the breakfast is. Let me just paint you a picture real quickly. Oh, so you have somebody drinking a beautiful cup of coffee. They make themselves a beautiful cup of coffee. For my coffee lovers out there, I know you know what kind of coffee I'm talking about. If you've seen those ASMR videos of coffee being made, you know it is very pleasing to look at them, and I'm assuming it was even pleasing to drink the coffee because of just how beautiful it looked. But we will never know because we're watching these videos. And then they make themselves breakfast. Their breakfast consists of coffee and a toasted bread. I'll give you an example. Toasted bread with peanut butter spread and fruits on top. It could be raspberries, it could be bananas, it could be anything, or even an avocado toast. Guys, I'm just going to put it out there. I tried the, what is it called? The banana toasted bread thing with peanut butter. That was the most, I don't think I liked that combination. I did not like it. I did not enjoy it, but that's my opinion, guys. Somebody else could have tried it and they liked it, which is fine. But all I'm saying is don't try everything you see on the internet. Sometimes it could backfire. By the way, when I say and speak about things on this podcast, that is because I have tried them. I have tried every single thing that I speak about, and I for sure have a lot to say. So, what was I saying? Yes. So when this trend is showcased as some sort of aesthetic, I think it's easier for the person watching it to fall into the trap of thinking that this perfectly branded lifestyle is the only way to improve your life. It's the only way to self-improvement. And that's because when you consume content on social media, it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you, at least consciously or subconsciously. You take that content with you. You take that information with you. And this reminds me of something my friend told me. We were having a conversation, and they said that the easiest access to your heart and your mind is through your sight. So what you see and what you view and watch, you consume that. And it is just subconsciously registered in your head that this is it. You understand? Now, when something is showcased to be perfect online, and the minute you watch that, that is the message that you get. As much as they tell you, oh, this is just to motivate you, to inspire you, I believe anything can be motivational and inspirational, even if it was showcased in a less pleasing way, in a less perfect way. It can still be motivating, but that's not the case with this trend. It's very much built around aesthetics. That's all I can say. And I'm pretty sure if you've seen the way these videos are, and even how they are described, the way this trend is described on YouTube, let me read it for you. It just shows you how much it's trying to push you into fitting into a certain aesthetic. Let me read you one. This is on YouTube. Becoming that girl. TikTok's new glow up trend. How to become the best version of yourself. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me ask you. Does that mean for me to become a better version of myself, I have to be that girl? Because the whole idea of that girl is a whole, it's just an aesthetic, a lifestyle aesthetic. So, does that mean for me to become a better version of myself and to improve my life, it means I have to be that girl? It means I have to do everything that that girl does, which is to wake up, to read, to journal, and just eat healthy daily. Which brings me to my second point. It's very unrealistic.
First of all, these people are not showing us the other side of the spectrum. They're not showing us what that girl does on her bad days, because you can't just tell me that being that girl means you're a happy-go-lucky person. Every day is good for you. Every day is fabulous for you. Every day you're productive. Which is not the truth. It's not the truth. That's not the case for the everyday person. And I am assuming that these people who make these trends, they are just as human as the normal person is, which is you and I, you know. We have bad days. We're human beings. We have emotions. There are days when we just want to lay in bed a few minutes, and the few minutes turns into a couple of hours, and all of a sudden it's lunchtime and we're still in bed, which is okay. There's nothing bad about that. Okay? It's definitely fine. But they're not showing us this. Let me tell you a scenario, okay? An everyday person is going to struggle. It's going to struggle into fitting into this. They're going to struggle to fit into this, what is it called? This trend, this challenge, this lifestyle. They're going to struggle because the everyday person wakes up. Most times they wake up late, other times they wake up good. It depends whether they're having a good day or not. Hiya. The normal person will eat normal, mundane breakfast, and they have no problem eating that. The normal person, if they're into fitness, they will work out, okay? If they're not, they will not work out. There's a 50-50 chance that they will. Other times, even if you're into fitness, there are other times where you just don't want to work out. When it's cold, and you're like me, you don't like working out in the cold, which is an excuse, by the way, but it's also fine. Am I going to die if I don't work out? No? Exactly. This trend is not showing you all that. And just because somebody out there is romanticizing their life does not mean that the everyday moments and their normal, non-glamorous moments of one's life is inferior. Because it completely dismisses the mundane in life. At least the way I see it. Let's say that you as a person wants to improve their life and you think you need to start eating healthy. That's fine. That's fine. But if you were to do it the way this trend tells you to do it, that means you need to consider the financial burden that comes with eating healthy. Let's get serious for a moment. Do you have the money? Uko na pesa. You don't have money, okay? You don't have enough money to incorporate buying groceries every single week into your budget of healthy foods, okay? Because who's to say that the foods that you already have in your kitchen is not healthy? Who's to say that? And personally, as a Kenyan, a child of African parents, I don't have money. I'm broke. I'm literally just 18 years old. I got fired 2 weeks ago. Another story for another time. The only way I can get money is if I ask my parents for money. But we can't do that because I'm apparently supposed to be an adult and I'm not supposed to be asking for money. And the only way I can get money to buy healthy foods is by convincing my parents that we need to start eating healthy as a family. We need to start eating veggies and fruits. But which African parent is going to believe what I say, especially when all they ever see me eating is Indomie, day in, day out? So, do you really think eating healthy the way that trend is telling me to eat, do you think I can really pull that out? I can't. I can't pull it off. I just can't, okay? Because There's no way you're going to tell me that whatever I have in my kitchen is not healthy. Because look at me. I'm standing. I'm healthy. I'm alive. I'm not dead. And I'm completely healthy. And my doctor thinks I'm eating well. Of course, I've gone to the doctor one too many times and they have never told me you need to stop eating this and this. That means my diet is completely fine, you know. Two, to be that girl, you need to look a certain way. Yes, because to be that girl means to wake up at a certain time. You need to wake up earlier so that you have a productive day, which is a lie, I think. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's a lie too. To be that girl, you need to look a certain way. You need to look your best every single day so that you can feel good, which is also a lie, the way I see it. To be that girl, you need to work out every day. Completely disagree with it. It's not a must. You don't need to work out every day. To be that girl, you need to journal every day. First of all, journaling is all fun and games until you run out of ideas, you know? Sometimes you get tired of writing about how your days were. Sometimes you get tired of writing to-do lists. Sometimes you just don't have the energy to take a pen and start journaling. It doesn't work like that. This is reality, honey, you know? It's always good. Other times it's bad. You're not always going to have it good always. But this trend doesn't show you that. Because I keep watching these videos and I'm like, when are they going to show me how they deal with their bad days? Because as a person who likes to draw inspiration from online materials and Pinterest, I also want to know that I'm counting on Pinterest to give me inspiration for when I have good days. What about the bad days? I just don't get enough inspiration from Pinterest. You understand me? So I think it's just a bit unrealistic for the everyday person. Plus, it just sets up really high standards for people like me. First of all, like I said, you don't have to be good and looking good all the time. For me to be that girl, like, for example, I want to work on myself, right? I'm working on my self-confidence or how I relate to people. How is waking up early going to help me? It doesn't. And that's why I say you need to come up with what you want self-improvement to look on you and what are the areas that you need to work on. Ask yourself, how do I want my ideal person to be like? And just move from there. But do not let an aesthetic to push you into fitting into a label. Because we've got the artsy girls, we've got the Tumblr girls, we've got the e-girls, we've got the tomboys, we've got the girly girls. Those are all labels. And unfortunately, that girl is also a label. And don't let the aesthetics push you into that direction, okay? Ask yourself, what is it that I want to improve on in my life? And what actions can I do to make me improve? And these actions, do they align with my character? Do they align with my personality? Do they align with my preferences, my likes, my dislikes? Because chances are that you will find a way to automatically push yourself into making or doing that action that will get you to your goal if it aligns with your character. You will find ways to make yourself comfortable just so that you can reach that goal instead of trying to fit into an aesthetic and trying to achieve goals that have been spelled out by a stranger on the internet on how to be a certain person or how to live a certain lifestyle that is popularized. That way you will actually do what's good for you. Personalize your life into reaching your goals. You get me? you want to improve on your life, focus on the different aspects that you want to improve on. Don't take up everything as a whole, which could be relevant to your journey. Because, like I said, if you want to improve on how to be kind and how to relate to people, then you should do things that are relevant to that. Maybe interact with more people and be kind, or volunteer for charity activities. Don't spend your time and energy trying to wake up early and to journal every day and to do your skincare, because how is that going to help you reach your goal? You get me? You have to consider what is it that you really want. Do not blindly follow a trend. And just because somebody else says that this is how you should reinvent yourself on the internet does not mean that is how you should do it. Okay? You do not have to reinvent yourself the way somebody else says it. You do it the way you want to. And just because a certain lifestyle is trending, it does not mean that is the ultimate way of working on yourself or the ultimate journey to self-improvement. It doesn't work like that. Okay, and one thing that I have understood from this trend is that it's more harmful than it is good. The entire message of motivating people and inspiring people has been completely lost, and it has just faded away. And now everybody's just focusing on the aesthetics and just how to be that girl instead of being you. A better version of you, you understand me? Because the extremely glamorized impression of that girl on the internet will completely crush you and destroy your self-esteem, because you will keep wondering and asking yourself, I am doing everything that I'm supposed to do to be that girl. Why am I not that girl yet? I think it's easier to not be that girl than it is to be that girl, because you could work out every day and you still do not look like that girl who is fit, who is athletic, who looks good. You understand? You could wear beautiful clothes every day because that girl on the video said that they dress every day as if it was their birthday, just so that they can feel good during the day. You could do the same, but do you feel good? You look good, but do you feel good? And I think we're losing sight of that. We're losing sight of that. If you want to feel good, there's different ways to make you feel good, but something that is trendy should not spell it out for you, because maybe that person feels good because to them, feeling good means looking good. Maybe to you, feeling good is being kind, achieving things, doing something that will make you feel proud of you, and that makes you feel good. You understand? On the days when you feel as though you're lagging behind, or you're not being consistent with your new routine or your new habit, it's okay. Do not be so hard on yourself. Do not be so difficult to yourself that you did not do something as good as you were supposed to. Okay? You need to be gentle on yourself. You need to be easy on yourself. And you need to always have it in your mind that you are just a human being and there's just much you can do. Okay? So when... And I love using this example, waking up, because it's such a personal thing. when you wake up late and you're supposed to be up an hour earlier than you are now, like you're supposed to wake up at 6, but you wake up at 8, that's 2 hours later than you're supposed to. Don't be mad at yourself, especially when it's your early stages of self-improvement. There's just so much that you can do at that time. It's your first time trying to wake up early. Your body is used to a certain way of doing things, and now you're bringing in new ways of doing things. So your body is just trying to take it bits by bits. So do not be hard on yourself because of that. Okay? And even if it's not your first stages, and of course, by time you're going to get used to waking up early, but on the days where you just want to hit the snooze button and just stay in bed for a few minutes or hours, it's totally fine. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right to be completely chaotic with your self-improvement journey. Okay? When you're trying to journal and you want to make it a habit, it's okay if your handwriting is horrible. It's okay if you write things down in a very messy way. If your to-do lists are not in order, if your day-to-day plans are not, it's okay. It works for you, right? You can read what you wrote. You can understand what is going in there. It's not like your journal is open for the world to see. You know what I mean? If you want to eat healthy, and some days you just can't help it, and you have sugar cravings, it's fine. It's definitely fine. I mean, you only live once, so just take in all the sugar you want. It's fine. Don't beat yourself up over the fact that you are a step behind when you should be a step forward with your self-improvement plan. Okay? And the most important thing, do not reinvent yourself or work on yourself the way somebody, a stranger, might do. The way a stranger spells it out on the internet. Half of the times they don't show you the bad times. They only show you, which is not even half of the times, most of the times, they don't show you how they deal with their bad days. They don't show you how they cope with guilt. They don't show you how they get through bad days. They don't. They only show you the good parts. So do not reinvent yourself the way somebody else is doing it. And even if you do it the same way they do it, chances are the results will not be the same, because what works for them is not what will work for you. Just because a certain lifestyle is trending on the internet does not mean that that is the ultimate way of working on yourself. And what I've realized is that this extremely glamorized impression of what that girl should do and what they should be like on the internet, it will completely destroy your self-esteem and your self-confidence. That is because instead of actually working on yourself, you will spend time working to be like somebody else, and you just keep wondering why you don't look like them. I think it's easier to not look like them than it is to be like them, because it's just very unrealistic. It's very unrealistic and very unfair to the everyday person. Besides, that girl is overrated. Seriously, she is overrated. Just do you, sis. Do you. Do what will work for you. Do what you think and what you know will make you happy. And that's it, guys. That will be it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. And I have not forgotten. Thank you so much for forgiving me for taking such a long time in releasing an episode. Hopefully today's episode makes up for it, makes up for all the lost time. Thank you, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Adios.